What's your takeaway, a game like this, is the good plays, touchdowns, mm-hmm. good drives, and how much is the turnovers and continuing to be a problem?
You know, I thought the first one, I think Coop and I just weren't on the same page. I was expecting something a little different. I think he was too. So that kind of stuff happens from time to time. Those ones you can live with. The second one, I mean, there's no excuse for it. Ertz made a great play. Ertz and Jordan are both open, and I'm throwing to Ertz, and I just airmailed it. I just physically missed the throw. And those ones are, you know, you can't have those late in the year. And it's just a frustrating thing. But more importantly than all that is huge win at home. Awesome job, special teams. Awesome job, defense. Running game got going. You know, that was big for us, big. And, you know, we got LaShawn running a little bit. Offensive line played great. So there's a lot of good things to take away from this thing, and we got to turn it around fast.
What are the challenges of the short week for you?
Well, I mean, obviously, you're just racing against the clock. You know, the good thing is we're finished up. Now we can make really good decisions and study and get some rest tonight, and then you know, watch that Dallas game tonight and see how that goes and get into our prep tomorrow.
What's it do for you? And I know the answer is obvious, but when you get the running game cranked up and just having the balance.
Sure, it's huge. You know, it helps with the play action. It helps with you know, all the run action stuff. That's huge. And the offensive line did such a good job. And then those plays that got extended are really a result of Coach Bick and the receivers out on the edge. And you know, you see it all over the film around the league. The guys get lazy down the field. They don't want to block the safeties. They don't want to block the corners. Well, that 50-yard run that LaShawn breaks is a 12-yard gain, which is great, but not what we want. So that was really, really good to see.
You said on Thursday you thought the running game was really close. What did you see that kind of made you feel like a game like this was going to happen?
You know, we've been tripped up, like shoestring tackles and stuff. We've been just a half a man behind someone, and they kind of get a either, you know, the opposite team's jersey color in the hole, and it kind of gets the back moving another way, or you know, just barely getting a hand on a guy. So you know, it's been close all year, and hopefully this is just the beginning for us.
As quarterbacks on the sideline watching your defense in there, how tough do they make it for the opposing quarterback?
Sorry, say that again. Our defense?
Yeah, how tough does your defense make it for the opposing quarterback from a quarterback's perspective?
You know, they were tough to play against all offseason, that's for sure. It was different than anything I had seen in New York. You know, they have the pressure packages. They have the coverage packages. They have, you know, stuff where they can try and fool you up front with games, and then they got guys that can just pin the air back and rush the passer. And, you know, you think you get an easy completion in the flat, and there goes Connor Barwin just batting a ball down. You know, him and J.J. Watt, I think, are tied or, you know, up there among the guys who bat balls down a lot. And so that's, I mean, that's huge. So they're a tough group.
Mark, with the media attention and the fan attention to the Shawns and not doing what they expect, do you think it was important, or how important do you think it was for him today to have one of those games? Because obviously, you may know
about the
media, but I don't know the answer to all that.
I mean, that's your opinion. Sorry. I think he's been pushing hard, you know, just like all of us. And it's not always perfect. It's not always a day like today. Whether you're a receiver or running back or tight end, you know, I've heard the phrase before, but sometimes it's a shot glass, and sometimes it's just a rain barrel. And today he got the rain barrel, so that's great.
As you go home, what weighs on you more, the 30 completions or the 2 interceptions?
I mean, like I always try to do, I think maybe a couple years ago, those two interceptions would just eat away at me. But, I mean, there's no time to worry about it. There's time to fix it, I think, this week, and really work on some of those throws when you're on the move, throws that I've hit a million times. That's the most frustrating thing is, you know, I'm sure for a golfer, when you make that easy 4-foot putt all the time and then one day you lip out, you're just, that's not cool. That's not fun. So we'll get it right. And I know those guys are going to be open again, so it's my job to put it on them.
Mark, what changes, if anything, in this stretch of games, you get into December? Does the game change? Do the opportunities diminish? What changes?
Well, I mean, if you squander too many opportunities, you know, you might miss out on the playoffs. And obviously, think really big picture like that. I've kind of been on both sides of that, where we really take advantage of the opportunities and you back into the playoffs kind of at 9-7, you just get into the tournament. Or, hey, you know, we got to win these next three games at the end of the season, or, you know, we're going home. So you'd rather not be on that position, but whatever it takes, you know, that's big picture, obviously, and probably get in trouble for talking about that by Chip. But the most important thing is what's right in front of us and what we can control.
This is your introduction to Cowboys Eagles. Do you have any knowledge of it from afar? Did you ever look at that?
You know, I've seen it played on Thanksgiving before. I know it's a big time rivalry. You know, we're in the third quarter and people are screaming about Dallas game, and you know, this thing's still going on. It's like, what are they talking about? You know, but you know, I'll get a good introduction next week.
Two more.
How much do you look forward to the whole idea? This is a critical stretch of three games down the stretch. That how much do you look forward to that? Even though you don't like to look ahead, but still, this is a chance to win the division here.
You know, I think the most important thing is, as lofty as our goals are and as fun as that stuff can be, winning potentially three games in a row, you can't win the three without this first one, you know, and it seems so cliche and all those things, but I promise you, that's the way the guys feel in there. And that's the way, that's from the top down, from Coach Kelly to all of our coaches, position coaches. I mean, that's the way we feel. And, you know, you got to play well for a division game, just like we try and do in every game.
Sorry to harp on the turnovers, but it's 8-4 games for you. Do you feel like that's got to come down for this team and for you guys to achieve what you want to achieve?
For anybody to be successful, we gotta take care of the football, no matter what. I mean, we can't be on the wrong page. We can't miss a ball to Ertz down the field. So, you know, we'll take the win and be happy about that, but we got to move on and get better.